local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
...850-437-1620 is the text line, 262-6111. The traffic line, as always, welcome into the program. We appreciate you listening, appreciate your interaction with us. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. A lot to get to on a Wednesday, February 7, 2024. Won't waste any time, starting right away with our top three stories today. More than 30 of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas during the group's attack on Israel are dead. Israeli official Amir Ohana says most of the hostages are still alive.
We don't know the precise number, but as soon as they come back home to their families, it will be better.
According to a New York Times report citing Israeli intelligence, at least 32 of the 136 hostages in Gaza have reportedly been killed. That news comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains in the Middle East trying to free what is remaining of the hostages.
We have been intensely focused from day one on getting the hostages, all the hostages, back with their families where they belong.
Meanwhile, there is still no agreement over a ceasefire, as Israel has said no to Hamas's latest proposal. The plan being worked on by Qatari and Egyptian mediators would see three phases lasting 45 days each. And here in the States, a missing Marine helicopter found in California, but five Marines remain unaccounted for.
A remote area of the Cleveland National Forest. It's rugged terrain out here. There's lots of rocks. There's truck trails that go through the area, but the mud and the snow, it can become treacherous to travel.
The 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing said the helicopter was found in Pine Valley. That's about 40 miles east of San Diego. A search and rescue operation is underway to find the five missing Marines. The helicopter was being used in a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas when it was reported overdue. Those are our top three stories today on this Wednesday. Our top local story involves the Escambia Sheriff's Office, where Sheriff Chip Simmons this week says he's allowing his deputies more leeway when it comes to high-speed chases, particularly with stolen cars. Just in the last week, there have been two chases stopped. One of them, stolen guns were recovered as well.
We do cancel chases. I'm not saying we don't cancel a chase. Right. We're not doing it. We're not running until the wheels fall off. What I told them, the real big change is if we can chase them, we can bump them. And so we're going ahead and bumping these cars and getting these bad guys off the streets.
And Simmons says sometimes suspects will request to speak to a supervisor after they've been arrested, believing that deputies aren't allowed to bump them, and so they'll want to complain about it, which I think is just amazing. But anyway, I digress on that. More local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Austin, good day to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain too much. Not a whole lot going on.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, well, I say that, but then, you know, I told you about my car troubles a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So last night, I picked up my daughter from my parents' house. I'm driving back. Things don't feel right on the way back. I'm on the interstate. I'm like, okay, something's off here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to get home. I'm praying that, you know, my car doesn't blow up as we're heading home. It didn't, thankfully.
I can see that.
So I get off Interstate 10, turn into our place, and as I'm slowing down, like the noise from the engine is getting louder and louder and louder, and
oh, man,
it's getting, the smell of oil is getting more burnt and burnt and burnt, and I get out of the car, and like I can see the smoke that is like through with the eight of the headlights that are still on, and right, it's just, you know, smoke there. So I'm like, I can't drive. I just don't feel comfortable safe and safe driving this thing anymore. So we are actively now in the market for a new car. I mean, we've been looking, you know, I've been checking out, you know, some places or whatever. So that's where I'm at. So I hate cars. Always have, always will. Don't know anything about them. So this always makes me super just off when the car doesn't work right. So having to finagle things, having to, you know, figure out transportation and all that, it's been a mess. But I'm doing good otherwise. Can't complain too much.
All right. Awesome. Speaking of cars, this traffic and weather update is brought to you
by... Hey, the traffic won't be as bad today because I won't be on it.
That is very true. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola.
Hey,
Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I was just about to say, maybe you need to take that as a sign.
Maybe.
Let's see. Looking at traffic here. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards if you're traveling northbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, we've got some backups in that area. And also, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, got some backups there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Perhaps you just got off of I-10 westbound there. We've got some issues backing up there, as we so often do. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, not having too many issues. Navarre Parkway is a different story. If you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther, traveling towards the Windhaven Beach area, we've got some backups over there. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up for a while in that area as well.
Yeah, also just got an email from City of Gulf Breeze saying that a school bus broke down at the corner of High Point and Madrid.
Wow.
Sounds like there's students on board because the school district says that they're sending out notifications, but that may cause some issues there as well. So be mindful there. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 60 degrees with partly cloudy skies from the looks of things. Overnight tonight, 48 for the low. Taking a look at what else is happening here locally. So appears that Pensacola will not play host to a SpaceX splashdown.
Aw.
Hate to break your all's hearts. After undocking from the International Space Station this morning, the Dragon capsule is now scheduled to splash down in the Atlantic on Friday morning. That, according to Studio 850, the Gulf recovery ship that had been hanging out in the Panhandle Gulf waters over the last couple of days has returned to Tampa Bay. Who knows? You know, I would think that we're probably far enough away where sonic booms aren't a concern anymore, but... it was fun while it lasted, I guess.
Yeah.
Also here locally, this is good news if you're heading down to the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday. It starts at 2. Yes, and downtown, of course, on Palafox. And to kick it off, the NAS Pensacola Training Air Wing 6 will be performing a flyover as the parade turns down Palafox. I would imagine that's at the very start of it. The group led by Captain Douglas White will be there to entertain everyone with a flyover. So that's pretty cool treat there. Lifeguards could be coming to the public areas of Perdido Key Beach that have never had them before. This, of course, after a very deadly beach season last year. Commissioners, during tomorrow's meeting, will have an agenda item where they could approve the purchase of 3 lifeguard towers. The additional towers would cost about $244,350, money that would come from local option sales tax. Details about where exactly they would be placed and how many lifeguards would be needed to monitor the area, not known exactly yet, but Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has been pushing for this. Of course, as we said, you know, there were several tourists out of state from last year in this particular area that drew, unfortunately, this was what drew the attention to Perdido that didn't have lifeguards out there. City of Gulf Breeze has a new city council member.
There were 2 final candidates. One is Michelle Warner. She was one of our founders of Gulf Breeze Will Do. Has been on council boards in the past. The other is Miss Brittany Simpson, and she has a lot of background in organizational development for healthcare facilities and works with Lockheed and Martin now, very involved in our community.
Yeah, and the vote went to Brittany Simpson, who will be serving until the next general election in November. 420, we will take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Wasn't a ton to report on in the last break, so I'll try to keep it brief. Starting with, let's see here, what road is this? If you are traveling southbound on South Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road, we've got some backups developing there. Same can be said about Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Road. Let's see, traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road is going to give you some issues, especially if you're trying to get off of I-10 West onto Pine Forest there. The intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway could be looking better. We have minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, nothing too severe. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther towards Windhaven Beach. And lastly, we've still got some issues if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Today in Tallahassee, attorneys on both sides of the abortion debate are making their arguments heard in front of the state Supreme Court. A hearing was held on whether an abortion referendum should go on November's ballot.
The people of Florida's right to amend their constitution is fundamental to our state's democracy. Seeking to exercise that right, nearly a million Floridians and counting have made clear they want to vote on the amendment before this court.
The amendment says the state can't restrict abortion before viability unless the patient's health is in danger. The court has until April 1st to approve or reject the proposed ballot language.
And homelessness is under the microscope at the state capitol today. House Bill 1365, filed today by State Representative Sam Garrison, would restrict sleeping on public property.
We're just saying as a state in Florida, we're not going to go down that road. We're just not going to do it. We're going to try to do it in a way that requires this in alignment with the requirements of our Constitution.
Opponents say that that puts impossible mandates on local governments and punishes people who have no alternatives because of the housing crisis.
Governor DeSantis awarding Indian River State College a $4 million grant through the Job Growth Grant Fund that the state has. The school is opening a Center for Ballistics and Emerging Technology where students will learn to produce safety and security equipment such as bulletproof glass for police vehicles and ballistic assault barriers for law enforcement and the military.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is joining in the chorus of Republicans who say the bipartisan border security bill isn't nearly enough.
Really, it was allowing Biden to just let people in. Like they say, oh, if there's 5,000, then you have to shut it down. But then when you read into it, it says Biden can override the shutdown. Well, of course he's going to override it. He opened it to begin with.
He recently ordered up to 1,000 troops from the Florida National Guard and the Florida State Guard to deploy to the border.
Yeah, and a teacher and her aide are accused of tying up an autistic nonverbal student in Manatee County. Bradenton police announced that Karina Chindamo was arrested for false imprisonment of the 7-year-old. The 31-year-old teacher allegedly tied the boy's wrist with a nylon walking rope that was wrapped around a chair leg on the playground. BPD says the boy sat on the ground behind the chair while restrained for about an hour.
What is wrong with people?
I ask myself that at least once a week.
Once a week, that's all?
At least.
Oh, wow.
Top three stories here just before our Fox News update. If you're just joining us, a report from the New York Times and seems to be confirmed by Israeli officials says more than 30 of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas have died. Also, that news coming as Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains in the Middle East trying to free what is remaining of the hostages. Still no agreement over a ceasefire, though. Israel has said no to Hamas's latest proposal. And interesting, weird one in California. A missing Marine helicopter was found, but the five Marines that were on board are still unaccounted for. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley. That's about 40 miles east of San Diego. Search and rescue operations are continuing this hour. 4:30, we'll get the rest of our national news right after the Fox News update and what's happening in the world of sports today.
I'm Tom Graham. Senate Republicans have blocked a bipartisan border package following months of negotiations. It also included funding for several U.S. allies. Democrat Majority Leader Chuck Schumer going up with his backup plan.
He's going to rip that border piece out and just put forth that national security package, which includes billions of dollars in Ukraine aid, Taiwan aid, and of course humanitarian aid to Gaza.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, a missing U.S. military helicopter with five Marines on board, has been located in the mountains outside San Diego.
Our hopes are of the best here, but this was a MH-53, Marine Corps MH-53, a large helicopter that was on its way from Creech Air Force Base to San Diego.
White House National Security Advisor John Kirby, the search for the air crew continues. Snowy conditions, though, making things difficult. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 didn't quite make it to 5,000, but that broad market index did rise 40 points today and ended within 5 points of that level and at a fresh closing high. The Dow Jones Industrials also notched a record close, tacking on 156 points in today's session. Fourth quarter results out of PayPal, out moments ago, handily topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines, revenue jumping 9% year over year, but the online payments company issued guidance for the current quarter and all of 2024 that was a bit below estimates, and shares of PayPal are down 3.5% in late trading. If you haven't made it out to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour or caught the concert film, you'll have the opportunity to see it next month from the comfort of your couch via Disney Plus. The media company announced after today's close that the movie will stream exclusively on Disney Plus beginning March 15th, a version that will feature the full concert film plus five additional songs that weren't on the original film. That's Your Money Now.
$3,000 to fix my transmission?
$5,000 to replace the engine?
You can't avoid breakdowns, but with Coverage X, no more ridiculous repair bills. Transmission, engine, electronics, Coverage X's vehicle protection plan has you covered with budget-friendly, flexible month-to-month plans. Call 800-875-9695 or CoverageX.com. With Coverage X, unavoidable, unaffordable car repair bills are covered. Visit CoverageX.com or 800-875-9695. 800-875-9695.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. For years, Andy Reid couldn't win the big game. Now he has two Lombardi trophies under his belt and could add a third one in a few days. Some have speculated that Super Bowl 58 could be Andy's final game, and maybe he rides off into the sunset after this one. I get that Reid is 65 and the speculation surrounding his future is fair, but I would be shocked if he calls it quits now when his team is the top dog and doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Port of Pensacola project for the pickleball and the fact that that is not something that the city is doing. That is done by a private contractor. Also, that the Roger Scott tennis courts are back open now. Good news. Also talked about a school chaplain's bill that's working its way through the Tallahassee legislature to allow volunteer chaplains in the schools if the school district endorses it and if the parents opt in. Find those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, we've got some issues there, as we often do. Speaking of West 9 Mile Road, we have an accident report near where, what's this here? Pinecone Drive meets 9 Mile Road there. That is just a little bit west of Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling there, you may experience some minor issues from an accident report that's pretty recent. Let's see, a little bit of backups here and there on Mobile Highway. Same can be said about North Davis Highway. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton you're going to be seeing going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking all right. Navarre Parkway still having issues if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. And then lastly, if you are traveling on Caroline Street westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got issues over there.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:38, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626111. The border security and foreign aid package is dead in the Senate officially. The bill failed to get the necessary 60 votes to move forward in the Senate after Republicans made it clear they were strongly opposed. They claim it doesn't go far enough to curb the flow of illegal immigration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to drop the border provisions and force a vote only on the aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
And Congressman Matt Gaetz says that part of the blame for the failed vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas can go to conservatives who kicked out George Santos. He also singled out the former House Speaker.
Wouldn't it have been nice to still have Kevin McCarthy in the House of Representatives? Never thought you'd hear me say that. But Kevin McCarthy, after being dislodged as Speaker, took his marbles and went home. He would have been a reliable vote for impeachment, but if he wasn't Speaker, he wasn't willing to stick around.
The vote failed 214 to 216, with three Republicans siding with Democrats. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he plans to bring the resolution for a second vote soon.
Four men taken into custody by ICE in Arizona are not linked to last month's Times Square attack on NYPD officers. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office made the announcement just hours after Immigration Customs Enforcement officials said the four were believed to be fleeing New York. New York authorities say the men are Venezuelan and were using fake names and had stolen property on them, but they were not involved in the assault on cops.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will face a grilling on Capitol Hill over his secretive hospitalization. Austin is scheduled to testify before the House Armed Services Committee on February 29th. Austin has faced sharp criticism as his unannounced hospitalization last month was not disclosed to President Biden or other senior administration officials for several days.
Tomorrow in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over the Colorado Supreme Court's removal of Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot.
It is unprecedented. Never before has a state sought to disqualify a presidential candidate from the election ballot.
White House correspondent John Decker says the Colorado team can expect to get grilled on their stance since Trump hasn't even been formally charged for insurrection.
And speaking of Trump, it says here, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley had been expected to win the Nevada Republican primary on Tuesday, but came up short with voters opting to choose none of these candidates. That's a quote there. A conflict of rules resulted in former President Trump not even being on the ballot. He will, however, be in the running in Thursday's caucus and is expected to cruise to victory there.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, kind of a confusing thing, all having to do with the dispute over the start of the primary, I guess. And so there was a Democratic governor at the time back in 2021. So the state said, hey, we're having a primary. The Republicans, the Republican Party in Nevada said, no, we want a caucus. And so apparently the caucus is the one that has the delegates. So Donald Trump's in that. We were questioning why in the world Nikki Haley would not be in the competition that awards the delegates.
Exactly.
And instead is running in the primary. And then she didn't even win that because people are like, none of these candidates, obviously Trump supporters were voting in that one as well. So, you know, there's still South Carolina, but it doesn't bode well, I don't think, for you to be in a race that technically Trump is not in, number one. Number two, that you can't gain anything out of. But number two, you come off looking worse than you did before. So, yeah,
that's a tough weird. Gig. Nikki Haley, for me, has personally become like the Taylor Swift of politics. It's like, why am I seeing her everywhere? Like, that's kind of how I look at Nikki Haley at this point. Because we've been saying it for weeks. She doesn't have a chance to win. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being honest.
Except the only obvious difference would be that Taylor Swift does win everything.
Taylor Swift. But I see what you're saying. It's warranted. Yes, it's more warranted.
What's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, speaking of sports, speaking of Taylor Swift, which has become increasingly part of sports, we have an ESPN doubleheader for the NBA. Warriors at 76ers. That tips off at 6:30, followed by Pelicans at Clippers at 9 o'clock. We also have a doubleheader on TNT for the NHL. That's going to be Lightning at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by the Minnesota Wild at the Chicago Blackhawks at 8:30. Now, NHL, you know, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I acknowledge greatness when I see it. The Edmonton Oilers were on a 16-game win streak, and they played the Vegas Golden Knights last night. Had they won, they would have tied the 1992-93 Pittsburgh Penguins for longest win streak in NHL history, and they lost. So it's fitting that, I guess, you lost to the defending champs, but so close to success there, Edmonton. And then in the NFL, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay is seemingly in better health, posting a message on X Tuesday that read, quote, "On the mend, grateful for all the messages of love and support." The positive update comes after Irsay was reportedly found unresponsive back in December, and the Colts announced he was dealing with a severe respiratory illness. So, yeah, kind of shady.
Still have questions on that diagnosis.
Yeah, no, that is kind of strange.
Big news in college football. I believe I called this.
Okay.
Nick Saban going to ESPN, where he'll work primarily as an analyst on College Game Day.
You did mention that.
I did. And will also contribute to the network's NFL draft coverage and SEC media days. I view this as ESPN's response to Fox's Urban Meyer.
I could definitely see that for sure. Yeah. No, I mean, that's cool. And sticking with college sports here, it says we've got some notable men's basketball games on tonight. Number 16, Alabama, speaking of Saban, goes to number 12, Auburn at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, and LSU at number 6, Tennessee at the same time on SEC Network. And then later at 7:30, we have number 19, Creighton, battling Providence on FS2. And lastly, Tiger Woods is announcing his return to play. Woods committed to having or to playing in the Genesis Invitational next week near Los Angeles, and he has not played since last year's Masters. So congrats to Woods there.
Yeah. Health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
All right, let's see how quick I can do this so I don't run out of breath here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we still have heavy backups in that area. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Cone Drive, we've still got backups there, I believe, caused by a traffic accident that we got earlier. A little bit of issues, very minor, on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards North Blue Angel Parkway. Some minor congestion on Brent Lane here and there, Gulf Beach Highway, North Davis. Nothing too severe, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway could be looking worse. And Caroline Street, if you were coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, that has seemingly cleared up decently as well.
All right, and taking a look at our forecast, pretty straightforward tonight. Partly cloudy, 48. More sun tomorrow. A bit warmer as well, 66 for a high. Overnight low will be pretty nice Thursday, 57. Mostly cloudy skies, close to 70 on Friday. Mostly cloudy skies once again. Rain returning to the weekend. Looks like a 40% chance on Saturday, 60% chance on Sunday. A high should be in the low 70s both days there. All right, Coca-Cola coming out with some new flavors hitting store shelves soon. I hope it's better than the last one they did.
I don't even remember the last one.
It was the futuristic, what was it? The AI E3000 or something like that. Gracie and I tried it out on the air.
Was it good?
It was not.
I never even heard of it.
Coca-Cola Spiced is set to go on sale February 19th, marking the beverage company's first new permanent flavor in 3 years.
Okay.
The new flavor is described as a burst of refreshing raspberry flavors and spiced notes.
It sounds good.
The company is also launching a flavor called Happy Tears that will be available exclusively on TikTok on February 17th to mark Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting. A California lab may be on the verge of a medical breakthrough. Scientists at Stanford University are working on a blood test that could potentially save millions of lives by detecting cancer much earlier than before. They say these samples are far larger than what Theranos was doing before the company tanked and insist that they're able to show results. The test could also reportedly tell when patients are cancer-free so they can stop their medication sooner.
Meanwhile, a team of researchers from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences announcing the finding of a new drug to help treat people who are genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. The drug could potentially prevent the disease in patients. The findings, which were published last month, show the drug targets a specific gene, the so-called Alzheimer's gene, which can be present in one or both parents.
Wow. And the average cost of a 30-second ad spot during the Super Bowl is $7 million. This number just keeps climbing. Yeah. At least 110 million people are expected to tune in, while last year's Super Bowl was the most watched telecast in U.S. history, with more than 115 million people watching.
And speaking of Super Bowl commercials, this one may be the one that people are looking for the most. DoorDash says they'll be giving one winner every product and service advertised during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All you need to do is crack the code in their commercial, enter the answer on their website to enter. Here's how it sounds.
DoorDash can DoorDash pretty much anything. So this year, during football's biggest event, DoorDash will DoorDash stuff from all the ads. All to one winner. All the snacks. Every automobile. On tax service. And who knows what else? We haven't fully thought this thing through yet. Just look for the promo code on the big day for a chance to win it all. DoorDashAllTheAds.com.
All right.
That's an interesting concept there.
You think about it, because there's going to be, I don't know, probably three or four different cars. There's going to be, the Doritos, the Budweiser, everything. So I don't know. I hope there's no company that's advertising like a space flight or something like that, you know. But
yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, I can see that, you know, technology is kind of becoming the new incentive in these Super Bowl commercials. Wasn't it last year something that started trending online with something to do with like a QR code that popped up? And right. I remember seeing that, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And people were
you see it more and more. Like during football games, you'll see like Fanatics will have like just like a 30-second ad that really shows nothing other than the QR code at the bottom of the screen. It's so just that's kind of what I think it might be.
It's for convenience, creative convenience, and what's the word? Technological engagement there.
Yeah.
Some pop culture notes really quickly here. Master P and Snoop Dogg are filing a lawsuit against some of the biggest food retailers in the country. The rappers say that the companies conspired to halt their efforts to sell their cereal brand, according to a TMZ report. They hired famed criminal attorney Benjamin Crump to file a lawsuit against Post and Walmart after both allegedly teamed up to ruin their deal to sell Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop.
All right. Austin, we have our first crazy story out at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Details on that next. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
That was clever.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Port of Pensacola project for the pickleball and the fact that that is not something that the city is doing. That is done by a private contractor. Also, that the Roger Scott tennis courts are back open now. Good news. Also talked about a school chaplain's bill that's working its way through the Tallahassee legislature to allow volunteer chaplains in the schools if the school district endorses it and if the parents opt in. Find those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That was a bit more mellow of an intro than I was going for, but that's all right. Just short of 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting, as we always do, with Pine Forest Road. If you are getting off of I-10 West, traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, we've got backups there still. And also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some backups there. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Cone Drive, we've got backups developing in that area from a previous previously reported traffic incident, along with, you know, some backups here and there on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, a little bit on North Davis Highway itself, but once again, nothing too severe. Outside of that, maybe a little bit of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling from the Oriel Beach area closer to Tiger Point, and also if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach if you're traveling towards Highway 87.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 59 degrees, 48, the overnight low tonight. All right. So the there was a man today who scaled the Las Vegas Sphere today.
So that's what the weirdo with the Super Bowl thing was doing?
Not surprisingly, he's under arrest now. His name is Mason Deschamps, who calls himself Pro-Life Spider-Man. He says he scaled the 366-foot-tall structure to raise money for a pregnant woman. Here he is.
Hey, guys. I'm here on top of the sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
I have no idea how he got on top of that thing. He pulled a similar stunt last year in Phoenix during the Super Bowl as well. So I guess this is what he does.
He's going to become a yearly tradition, just like the halftime show. A man is in custody after apparently deciding to bear all at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Broward County deputies arrested Martin Evtemov on Monday for allegedly walking around the airport naked. The 36-year-old is facing charges that include exposing sexual organs, disorderly intoxication, I could have predicted that one, and resisting arrest.
Believe it or not, Disney trips are apparently so overwhelming, tourists are paying for classes on how to plan for them.
Oh, cool.
There are books you can buy as well, and I guess people charge $39 Zoom tutorials to get the best out of your Disney vacation. I have to believe that there is at least one person in the listening area that is listening to us right now that has this down to a science. Because, you know, maybe you've got season passes. I can think of one person that goes to my church that she goes probably once a quarter.
Oh, no,
with
it is.
The season passes.
Everybody knows people like that.
Yeah, so I would think that, hey, you know, maybe if you're listening to us, perhaps we have just opened up another revenue stream for you because apparently people are willing to pay for the knowledge that you possess.
So. Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Because, I mean, people really do. They take Disney trips. They take them often, and they take them very seriously. An important reminder to you, if you're doing something illegal, maybe don't call attention to yourself. Case in point, a guy in Indiana was shining lasers at planes near a small airport. A cop drove out there to see if they could figure out where it was coming from, and no luck until the guy decided to shine the laser directly at the cop car. When cops pulled Chris Klim over, they found crushed up painkillers and meth with him, along with two lasers.
Yeah, strikes two and three right there.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What's wrong with people?
Pretty good news here. A Malaysia-born content creator is going viral for sharing how she spotted her husband in the background of a selfie that she took years before they met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jen Chia says the photo was snapped in October of 2012, 11 years before they married, and it was 2 years before they connected. That's pretty wild. She says the timing of when they met was perfect because if they had met then, it wouldn't have worked because she, as she puts it, was a narcissistic monster, unaware and naive. But, man, that is so cool to just have that selfie forever of her husband standing behind her, having no idea who other people are, and then they get married. That's awesome.
Yes, and a dad in Las Vegas noticed his daughter falling behind in reading after schools closed down during the pandemic. So even though he had no coding experience, he started working on an AI reading app to help her catch up. Using ChatGPT, it tracks the words your kid knows, pairs them with words they're struggling with, and creates a custom children's story using just those specific words. It's called Word Stumble, and it's now free for anyone to use.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope I never have to get to that point.
Right.
But I also hope that, you know, when my daughter gets into school and she has homework and problems with it, that I'm going to be able to help her out because
math is where it's going to be tough.
That's right.
Middle school
math.
Look out for that.
I Some of the elementary stuff I may have hard times remembering.
Understandable.
4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is next. We're back in about 10 minutes for another rundown. In case you missed anything from the first hour, a lot happening today on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now.